Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. I welcome you from around the world. God bless you. This is Bernard Johnson, and we want you to know that we humble ourselves before you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. God bless you so much. It's a wonderful day to give God praise. Amen. Thanking yesterday several thousand times. And I want you to know that God is real, and he's hearing all these praises going up to him. Why do you do that, Dr. Johnson? I do that because for centuries and for eras, hundreds of years over and thousands of years, people have not really given him the proper praise. They treated him like, you might say, a Santa Claus. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. But God now has allowed a new awakening to come in. It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm here to tell you that thank you, thank you, thank you. And bless God more than give me, give me, give me. Now, you can thank your way to a miracle. That's what Solomon did, you might say. He did something unusual for God, building him a house, a temple. When he offered his thanks unto God in the way of doing something unusual for him. And what do you think thank you, thank you, thank you is? It's unusual praise. God stopped what he was doing and came down and said, Solomon, what do you want? What is your request? I'm not a selfish God. You can't do for me and think that I'm not going to do for you. You can move God to come down and see what you want. Solomon said, I want wisdom, God. And God said, because you asked me for wisdom, rather than wealth and everything else, I'm going to give you not only wisdom, but wealth, and make you the wealthiest man in the land. I'm trying to tell you that we're doing something unusual to God, and he is giving him the proper praise. Praise him in the morning and praise him in the evening. God sees this. It stands out because most people are, Lord, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. But before you call, I want to answer while you're just speaking. He will hear. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we praise. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. Give you the glory, all the adoration. We thank you for all things that you've done. We praise you for what you're going to do. And we appreciate the glory in what you're doing right now. We give you all the praise and glory. We love you, Lord. Thank you. We dare not approach you without asking you to forgive us for all transgressions, all sins, and conviction and commission. Thank you for what you've already done. Now, Lord, just then. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for blessing your people. Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for lifting every heavy burden. Yeah, thank you in advance for lightening the heavy loads. Thank you for your angels that have been assigned to the people and to us. Goodness and mercy and strong angels have come to our rescue. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Now let this be a miracle day. There's people everywhere. and come to give you the glory, the praise, and adoration that we thank you for. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Ah. Mighty God. Nobody like you, Lord. And you're so real. And even though we can't see you, we see your handiwork everywhere. We praise you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Only those who want to, if you want to, let's speak to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, God. Good morning,
Lord. Good
morning, Lord. Thank you. One of the things we do on this prayer line is that we commence the line with praise. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to wake up and praise Him. And to have corporate praise, and we'll get you something. Thank God for it. Don't want to make anybody praise the Lord. He won't receive that kind of praise anyway. But if you desire to praise Him, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Amen. That's what I'm assigned to do, to give you the opportunity. And those who want to praise Him, when I say praise check, that's the time to come in. And give Him the kind of praise that you desire Him to have. If not much, then I understand. But if He's been good to you, then this is your opportunity. Praise check in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord. We give you the glory, all the adoration belongs to you. Then that teaches you, then that teaches you to me. But all things, bless you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. The glory in you. This day, we just thank you for everything.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Thank you for all.
Glory.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We got to move to another area of praise this morning. Thank you so much for helping us praise the Lord. Amen. This is a wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jesus. We love you and we thank God for it. Good morning to you, all of you everywhere. All over the world. All right, listen to me. Listen to me when I say praise the Lord. That's the cue. Amen. Listen to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. This is a great day to give God praise, and we love you and thank God for you. Let's go to God this morning and give Him some praise reports. And then now, while I'm talking, amen, remember, look back over your shoulder. Don't forget His benefits. Yeah, don't forget that. Yeah. I'm preaching some unusual sermon this Sunday. Well, I don't think I'm going to tell you about it. I'll come back on Monday maybe and tell you about it and maybe preach it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. But don't forget His benefits. Amen. Ambassador Hagan, good morning to you. You would come to us and give us a station identification in the name of Jesus.
God bless you. And good morning to you, Chief International Ambassador. We do honor the
good
Lord
morning.
Today. Hallelujah. And good morning again. And we do honor and respect the presence of the Lord, and we honor you today. We just thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lions, and thank God, amen, for Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nations, and thank God for the praise report, how God is keeping her alive and got her here with us. We do glory in the Lord today for all of the our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Thank you, Jesus, to all of the bishops and the other broadcasters, and to everyone, all of the family that are listening from all around the world. We thank God. And yes, we're here. We are broadcasting. We're excited. We're here in the live studio, Blog Talk Radio, npa radio.com, and we can be reached simply by calling into the studio. The number to call in is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 90 million listeners. We're being heard in Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, Oceania, South America, Afghanistan, Russia, Italy, China, Germany. Oh, my God, Israel. It is just amazing. I'll tell you, literally all over the world. And this is the only church that some of our brothers and sisters have in the country where they are. And we want to thank you, Chief International Ambassador, for doing an excellent job in getting the good news around the world. May God forever bless you. Keep on doing what you do. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. You want to give your praise report first this morning? The line is open to you if you'd like to.
Oh, yes, sir. I just thank God. It's just, oh, it's an incredible day. And I thank God for what he's doing. God is just doing so much, so much. I just can't tell it all. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, every day is packed with blessings and favor and goodness and surprise blessings from the Lord. And I just want to thank God for the incredible things he's doing. And I want to thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, how God used you the other morning to bring about a surprise blessing. And it was truly a surprise blessing to check a surprise blessing during that time. And had no idea that God would use you. And I'm telling you, just by you obeying the Lord, other doors have opened. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And also, a blessing came. There was a doctor all the way from the state of California. When they heard it on the airwaves, they made a special contact with us and said, look, we just want to bless you. We want to join in the celebration. And what they did, and this is a praise report, believe you me, all glory to God. And they sponsored a dinner for Bishop and myself, for us to take the whole family out and just have a special dinner just to show appreciation to the Lord for what he did and how God used you. And I want to thank you, because that day was a very special day, and it just encouraged us. And may God ever bless you. He's doing some incredible things. And thank you so much. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. I think what she's referring to, you know, this young lady had 2 years going to school, and somehow when she went to, I think, 14 years of work, went to transfer her transcript and her credits. The school had been disaccredited, not accredited. And God moved on our hearts, since we are a part of the Midwest School of Theology. And also with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention and Amazing Grace, God allowed us, I would say like that, he moved on our heart and allowed us to bring forth that honorary doctoral degree to Bishop Jan C. Hagen and Lady Julie C. Hagen, now doctors, amen. And it humbles me to even think about it. God did it, and God allowed it. So, my mother taught me, and accept what God allows. God bless you. Want to get out of praise reports too. Who wants to bless people all over the world and nations and who listen to this, and they're inspired, amen, by you, knowing that if God did it for you, he can do it for them. All right? The line is open to you. If you would like to give a praise report. Amen. Missionary Sharon Darden, are you there? Mother Wilson, are you there? Anyone desiring to give you a praise report? Go ahead and give your praise report, Mother. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for being able to be here in this world today. God is good. And I have just been resting for the last 2 or 3 days, just looking to the Lord and reading my Bible, looking to him for strength and for complete deliverance. Excuse my voice this morning, but God is good, and his mercy endureth forever, and I thank him for that. I praise him for being in this land of living this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Missionary Darden, are you there? I want you to give a praise report if you're there. All right. Let me see. Sister Garnett, are you there? And I'm going to ask you, Sister Ernestine Riley, if you're there. Mother Britt, all of you can give a praise report this morning if you desire to do so. Sister Gwen Fikes, if you're there, recognize you in the queue. And then jump in there and give you a praise report.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett, 773.
But this yes, ma'am.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank the Lord for being saved, sanctified, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank for all his goodness and his mercy, how he just made ways out of no ways for me. And I just thank God. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, how you inspire us so much. And Dr. Johnson, be encouraged and keep letting the Lord use you, because he is really using you in a great way. And the greater your blessing, the greater your test. So you be encouraged. And I love each and every one on this prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else wishing to give a praise report? Amen.
Yes.
The line, go ahead. The line's open to you.
This is Sister Gwen Sykes, 314. Giving honor to God, who is ahead of my life. I just thank God for this prayer line, Dr. Johnson. I truly thank God for giving you the vision for this prayer line. And God has really blessed me. The other day I went to have a test done at the doctor's office, and it came back everything was okay, which I knew it would, and I just want to give God all praises and glory. Thank God for everyone on this prayer line, and God bless you and your family, Dr. Johnson.
All right, God bless you. Anyone else? Wishing
that. Mother Britt. Now
Mother Britt.
But North Carolina. Yeah, I just want to thank God. Thank God for your Dr. Johnson and Ambassador and everyone on the prayer line. And your mother, thank God that she's doing good at home and all of it. I just thank God. Yesterday I was able to take the lady from Chapel Hill about almost 100 miles. I was able to take her to the doctor. Thank God he took us safe and brought us back on the highway. And I just thank God for this prayer line. And I just thank God for everyone on here for your prayers. Pray for my family and I can't thank God enough. He's been so good, and I don't know what I'll do without this prayer line. So y'all continue to just lift me up, and I lift y'all up, and I love all of you. May God bless you, and have a blessed day in the Lord.
You are to be commended, Mother Britt. You know, she's, I believe, 87 now, and maybe 83, but she drove to take somebody to the doctor 100 miles, almost 100 miles. Thank you so much, Mother Britt. That's a great, great, great work. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Anyone else with a praise report?
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I just want to, first of all, just thank God for allowing me to get a good night's sleep last night. I thank God for waking me up this morning with a sound mind. I thank God for not only did he wake me up, but he blessed me to get up. And that is a blessing, because somebody woke up and wasn't able to get up this morning. But I thank God. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for this. Thank you. I tell you, I have been blessed. I have been blessed since I've been giving God more praise, thanking God more. I'm telling you, there are some things that you just don't have to ask God for. You just give him praise and thank him. And I thank him for thank God for the vision that he's given you. Thank you for your faithfulness. You've been a great example for me and for others, for your faithfulness to the prayer line in the morning, for your faithfulness to the blog line, because every time I get on, you're already on. And I just thank God for that. God is so good. He has done just what he said he would do in his word. As he told Moses, has not one word for y'all, not one. God has been good. And I just thank him for new mercies this morning. And Dr. Johnson, I want to tell you, I do apologize. I was on mute yesterday morning. But I tell you, you're talking about the blood. I thought about it all day long yesterday. I mean, it stirred up something in me. But I thank God for how God not only blessed me, but I thank him for how he blessed others on the prayer line. I thank God. You all pray for me.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Evangelist Harrell and then Dr. Diggs, I'd like to hear from you all this morning, and especially if Megan Betty is there, and Ambassador Gail Stiff. Amen. But some of you all who have a praise, I want to thank God for Mother Ed B. Johnson. That's my praise. Amen. She's doing much, much, much better. Amen. Yesterday, she almost got up on her own and went to the restroom. So I want to thank God for blessing that precious woman. She got her birthday party this Saturday. Amen. Birthday dinner, actually, this Saturday. And people are coming from everywhere. And thank God for it and thank God for what you're doing. Amen. Those who put together, I believe, Ambassador Gina Hodges, amen, and my sister Edna Tyler are heading it up. So we want to thank God for them. Amen. Appreciate it very, very, very much. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? If you have one and you want to get it out, the line is open to you.
This is Sister Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And I also want to thank the Lord for the blood on yesterday, because when I have problems and I'm going through things, the first thing I do is plead the blood of Jesus all over me and my children and whatever the situation is. So I truly thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for all his blessings, and I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. The line is open to you. Anybody else want to give a praise report? It's appropriate for you to just jump in there and give me a praise report. Who else that the Lord has been good to? Just jump in there like popcorn and tell me.
Mm-hmm. Ambassador Johnson, this is Gwen Diggs from St. Louis, Missouri. I just wanted to say thank you to the prayer line for all of your prayers, and just to give a short summary of a praise report. My sister had asked for prayer for a family member, and that family member was my son, who had to, he was dealing with the situation, and I just thank God for the prayer because he came out on top. I can't go into many details, but I just thank God for his mercy, his grace, and the blood that covered him and shielded him. And as he goes through the final stages of what he's going through, I just believe God to just do just what he's doing. And it's just been a blessing how someone asked for one thing, but God said not so. And I just thank God for the victory. When we heard the news of the offer that he gave being accepted, we just went into a shout. And I just thank God for what he's done and what he's doing. I also thank God for next week. I will have an opportunity to travel with 3 students and 1 teacher to Washington, D.C. as they begin their journey to Selma on a 54-mile classroom walking experience. So I just thank God for what he's doing in my life, and I just ask for you all's prayer next week as we go to the U.S. Department of Education and speak. And it's just an awesome thing that God is doing in my life, and I thank God for it.
All right, beautiful. Someone else want to speak up for the Lord?
Yes, I want to thank God and thank you, Ambassador Johnson, for praying for me, because when I went to court Monday, the judge dismissed the case. And
what? He dismissed the case, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God is a mighty God. All glory be to him.
I believe in God today, and I want you to pray for my mother and pray for Ambassador Johnson's mother. God is good all the time. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank God. That's Brother Britt, am I right?
Right.
Well, God bless you and to all of you. Amen. Is there maybe we could take two, maybe three more. Anybody else want to give you a praise report? What did he do for you? Did he bless you? Did he make a way for you? Did he heal your body?
Good to know it.
Uh-huh. Oh, bless you. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I'm sorry I was late getting on the prayer line. That number pushed right out of my phone. But thank God that I got it back. And thank him for waking me up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. He woke you up.
Yes,
and he started moving away. Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
All right, thank you so much, Mother Willie Johnson. Ooh. Anybody else want to give you a praise report on what the Lord did for you? Anybody in the last week hasn't touched your body and healed you? Anybody in the last week when he gave you a financial blessing you weren't expecting? Someone on the line that he made a way out of no way. If so, we want to hear it from you. All right? Anybody else? I can take maybe one or two more praise reports. All right. God bless you. How about you, Sister Renata Jones?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is 816. I do want to thank God for the healing of my ankle still. It's moving and moving and moving. It's getting better and better every day. It's just Charlotte. Just thanking God I was on crutches 3 weeks ago. So my ankle is getting better and better. So I'm very grateful to God. And thank you for today.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. Anybody else? We'll give you a praise report.
Good morning, 314 Renata Jones. Just thanking
uh-huh.
God. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Okay, good morning. Thanking the Lord for each and every blessing that he gives me and my children. My son is away at college, and he went there by himself. He's at Utah State. He was blessed to get a full scholarship. And he's going through probably loneliness, homesick. I just thank the Lord for the opportunity that he gave him to just go there and learn new and different things. And I want to say a blessing to each and every person on the line. And just thank him for the small things that we take for granted. Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you. We want to thank you for all those praise reports this morning. Amen. Is there one more? Just jump in there. Anybody else? All right. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is
good morning.
This is Sister Sheila, 860. I give thanks unto the Lord this morning because he allowed me to see a new day that I never seen before. I thank God because he's just a great God. I thank God because he allowed me to get on this wonderful prayer line. I just thank God for each and every last one of you in this prayer line. God bless you all and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. We want to get our prayer request also. Our format on here, our platform is get praise reports and usually prayer requests. Sometimes we'll have a speaker and then sometimes we won't. And then sometimes we do our wisdom seminar. But this morning we're just doing prayer and praise reports. I want to get a lot of prayer this morning. The line is open to you. If we don't have any prayer requests, we'll just pray here and have a few prayers and go home. Amen. But if you have a need, we certainly want you to acknowledge it and let's get prayer for you. All right? Who has
praise
the first prayer?
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. Just ask you to really pray for Pastor Tony. she went to surgery yesterday to repair her eyes were bleeding, so she went for surgery yesterday. So she's at home healing from that surgery. Her eyes was bleeding. So just pray for her and Pastor Jeter. Just pray for my family.
All right. We certainly will. And your family.
This is my I thank God this morning for being alive again. But my request this morning is for my son, Everett. He fell during the ice, getting ready to go to work, and he pulled some ligaments up in his thigh leg and inside and bruised it on the top, and at home and can't go to work on account of that. So won't you be praying for Everett that God will touch him and heal his leg, his soul, mind, and body, and save his soul. He's doing better than he's been on living better, but I'm looking for the Lord to completely give him his deliverance and his joy in him and save and sanctify, be saved and sanctified. Pray for
all right.
me all.
This is Mother Wilson, am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, we got it, Mother.
This is the unspoken miracle. I need a miracle unspoken.
Okay. Mr. Peterson needs an unspoken miracle.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, my unspoken.
No, I didn't get your name.
Sister Gwen.
My name. Sister who?
Sister Gwen Sykes, unspoken.
All right.
I have a request. I thank and praise God for Mother Wilson that invited me to the prayer line. But I'd like to put my son, William Miles, on the prayer line. My name is Brenda Miles in Indianapolis, Indiana. She's going through Hodgkinson lymphoma right now, and we're just asking God for a miracle.
And he's going through lymphoma?
Yes, Hodgkinson lymphoma. This is the second round. He was in remission for 5 years or cancer-free for 5 years, and it just came back. And they want to do the stem cell transplant on him. He's 32, and we're just desiring your prayers.
Wow. All right.
And also for Charlene Williams.
Charlene Williams. Okay. Anyone else?
For Jolene Garnett, request and prayer for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. That's for the Garnett family.
That's so. Thank you so much for Lady Betty.
This is Peterson again. I'm sorry. I want to have my son Craig Peterson play his hip. I think it's right hip. It is. I think it's his hip.
His hip. Okay.
This is Sister Karen Brown. I'm requesting prayer for my son, Brandon David. He's incarcerated again, and I haven't heard from him in a little while. I'm kind of concerned. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Sister Karen. God bless you.
Sister Lucille.
And your son, wait just a minute. And your son's name is what again?
Brandon Davis.
Okay. All right, Sister Lucille, go ahead.
I'm just asking prayer for me and my children and unspoken.
All right.
Thank you.
This is Johnson in Texas requesting prayer for Sister Murphy, and my friend Sister Murphy. She needs a healing. She's having a lot of pain in her leg. And I'm also requesting prayer for my mother, Missionary McNally, that God will heal the tumors.
Okay.
Britt, I'm calling again to request prayer for my daughter, assistant supervisor, her daughter took an overdose. She had been on drugs on and off. She took an overdose and she died. And she had went in the room and locked the door and took all these pills and she passed. And her husband had to knock the door down and went in there and found her dead. So I ask you a prayer. She left two little children. So remember the family. And her mother's name is Kathy.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And 30, about 33 years old.
My God. My God. All right. And this is your daughter? Well, your phone dropped out on me. The phone got. But I understand that that's.
Assistant supervisor daughter that killed herself.
Oh, yeah. The assistant supervisor daughter. All right, my God. I think they will. Take one more and we'll pray. All right, anybody else?
This is Sister Linda, 801 yeah. from Utah. I would like to say pray for my family and Newell Bishop, Newell Haynes died.
Mm-hmm. Was he anything to you?
No, he was used to be my bishop when I was in Texas.
Yeah, he used to be mine, too.
Yeah.
When I was in Texas. Mm-hmm.
We want to keep that family in prayer.
Yeah. We certainly will. All right.
Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson again. I'm requesting prayer for the Stokes family. They've been going through for years, and I'm asking God, you know, to break the curse. The children, they do things. Excuse my voice this morning. And that one of them had been in jail and incarcerated, and they got out and was with a crowd. They say he didn't do anything, but they got him for whatever. And they transferred from one place to the other one and not telling them exactly what, but they're accusing him of something that he said he didn't do. But anyway, my request is to pray for that family because they've been going through it. God will bless them. Let them have some sunshine in their life. Their grandmother, Elsa, the Stokes family.
All right.
Dr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Dr. Johnson? This is Sister Karen Brown again. I wanted to add to my prayer request to pray for Ferguson again. They started this thing up again. Two police got shot last night.
What?
Yeah, two police got shot. They're starting this thing up again. Two police got shot in Ferguson last night.
Yeah, probably because of that interview that police chief did.
Yeah, he resigned, and I don't know what exactly it's about now because they keep saying it's quite a few things, but two police got shot last night.
Yeah. I'm saying again, I imagine it's probably behind that interview that he did, that police chief.
Yeah,
there's prejudice in Ferguson.
Yes, sir.
Quite something. All right, thank you so much. We certainly will be for Ferguson. All right, let's go to God in prayer. Anybody want to pray this morning? Otherwise, I'll pray. Anybody want to pray? Not as open to you. All right, God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. It's me again, Lord. And I thank you because you hear my prayers. And you have so, so many miracles. And I want to thank you for it. I recognize it. And I appreciate it so very much that you hear my prayers. I'm asking you to look on these precious, precious people this day. God, I want to thank you for every one of them. I'm going to call some names, Lord, and I just asking you as I go and ask them, call their names, that you would give miracles, that you would go to them, send your angel or whatever you might do, but bring forth miracles to these people. I thank you yesterday 1,000 times or more for this, Lord, and yesterday several other 1,000 times for other things. I want to just ask you now, if you would honor my prayer. Look on my fast that I did some time ago. And honor it also. As I call on these names, grant unto the people. And I know, oh God, that you are God alone. And you sit high and look low. And I just bless your holy name every day because of the things that you've done. My God, you baffle our minds continuously. But as I call these names, would you dispatch angels to accomplish this work? Don't let it come back to you, Lord. Your word come back to you, boy. For Jesus said, if I ask you anything in your name, in the name of Jesus, he would do it, that the Father would be glorified. I'm depending on your word, which cannot be a lie. Look on Mother Johnson there in Texas, Lord. Mother Johnson there in Indianapolis, I pray. Mother Willie Johnson is what I'm talking about. And look on, as she requested prayer for Pastor Tony and Pastor Gina. Pastor Tony went through surgery and healed that body in a very precious and godly and saintly way, I pray. Look on Mother Wilson, her request for her son, Everett. He failed and pulled those ligaments, God, in his leg. Even though he's at home now, God, he needs healing. Difficult for him to go to work. Oh, God, that leg giving him problems. Yeah, save him, Lord. That's the main thing. Because if he goes to heaven with a leg that has pulled tendons and pulled ligaments, there is a tree up there for the healing of the nation. And if he makes it to heaven, Lord, he can get that healed. That ain't a problem. But God, if his soul is not healed, then he's got a tremendous problem. Save him, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to save him. Send somebody in his life to witness to him, to lead him to the Lord and save him. Give him a brand new start. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Also, Lord, I pray for Sister Peterson with these unspoken miracle requests. Well, you're the one, you're the right one to call on because you are the miracle worker. When have you ever lost a case? When have you ever failed? You can bring forth miracles just by telling your angel, just take care of that for me. And your angel will take care of it. Thank you for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, look on our son, Craig. Oh, God, he needs help. Oh, God, help, 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 help. In Jesus' name, save these young men, God. Being lost to drugs, and not as though these two are, but our young men around the world are being lost to drugs and to crime and violence. Now, there is a need for saved young men everywhere. Look on them in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your presence in the room. Felt your hand touch. Thank you. Look on Sister Gwen Fikes, her unspoken request. All I want to say, Lord, is fix it for her. Fix it. Fix it. Can't nobody fix it like you. Oh, you can fix it for anybody. And you are the champion of all times. I ask you to fix that thing for her. And Sister Brenda Miles, her son, Lord William. Yeah. Touch him, Lord. I don't quite know what the lip on is in you. Except with the lip nose and everything. But I know you as a cancer healer. You're not afraid of it. Whenever you step in the room, everything is subject to you. Look on this young man. William, in the name of Jesus. God, you said whenever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Did you mean it? William, in the name of Jesus, I bind cancer in your body. The resurrection blood of Jesus goes there. And the oil and the anointing gets on that cancer. And every cell that's cancerous and gets on it. Shut up, Dikanda. My God. And heal this young man. Let us get a report that you've done it, Lord, so we can give you more praise and adoration. You said in Malachi, you said, prove me and see, would you open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room to receive. I'm asking for this. This to be done also for William. And then, Lord, look on Sister Jolene Garnett. She was so compassionate. To offer prayer for Lady Betty and Pastor Lady Betty, and also prayer for Mother Johnson. Oh, thank you for remembering Mother Johnson, too, because she needs it. Thank you because you're bringing her back. When the enemy meant it for evil, you said it. So up to this point, you have said, live on. I'm asking you to shut the back door in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be relaxing and the enemy slip in and take her out. That's what I'm requesting of you. Although I am yielding to your perfect will in the name of Jesus. My God, look on Sister Karen Brown and her son, Brandon. Oh, God, touch her, Sister Karen Brown and Brandon in the name of Jesus. Help them. Oh, God, raise them up. Lift them up. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for even in my soft voice, you hear my prayer. There's a mighty thunder under you. I thank you for touching Sister Karen Brown and blessing her. And give her some blessings like she's never seen in 2015. Look on Sister Lucille. We ask that you bless her children. Bless her, Lord, Sister Lucille. She wasn't feeling well, I think, on yesterday. Thank you for raising her up, for continually blessing and helping her in Jesus' name. Thank you for solving that problem. Lord, as we prayed for it some time ago with that house, I think she's doing better, Lord. And we thank you for it. Her unspoken request. Lord, I see it in the name of Jesus. This woman needs a miracle. Amen. So graciously seen unspoken, but it's a destiny. She needs you to move in her behalf. God, I want to thank you for all the times that she's been a blessing to me, the grace and a blessing to me. I'm asking you to touch her and help her. See her through this storm in the name of Jesus. And then Sister Johnson in Texas, her husband, she's been praying for him. God, I'm asking you for some miracle praise reports from Sister Johnson. Hey, God, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask of you. And God, look on Sister Murphy, I believe she requested, and her mother, Sister Magnini. Oh, God, both of them send blessings, visible blessings, where they can see it in their lives coming to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we pray for this globe problem, Mother Britt, in the name of Jesus. And look on her family, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and the family of that assistant supervisor, her daughter, oh God, how much pain that must be when they found the daughter dead, Lord. Oh God, took an overdose. She, I need for you, Lord, please dispatch an angel there to handle that situation. Help them. Yeah, they're going to need your help. So much pain. Oh God, I'm beginning to feel it myself. So, God, please help them in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Oh, God, amen. And her mother, Kathy, look on her mom, how much pain she must have if I have a daughter like that. And God, help her. Don't lose her mind. Don't let her lose her mind. But help her and bless her in Jesus' name. I'm praying also for Sister Linda. on her family. Amen. Thank you for all that you've done there and for her in Utah. Help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Send her some blessings. Oh, God, like she's never seen. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. And then bless the Haynes family in Texas. Help them, Lord. Mother Haynes, Sister Pia, my state mother, state supervisor, help her. They tell me that she needs a miracle too. Lord, help her in Jesus' name. Yeah, touch her, waiting on a heart transplant. Bless her and help her. Give her what she needs in Jesus' name, we pray. And I'm praying for Mother Wilson, Lord. Oh, God. The Stokes family. Thank you. Lord, break the curse over them. Let the curse be reversed and give them joy in their souls and peace in their minds and love in their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praying for Lady Betty. Look on her, Lord, and give her strength. Thank you for, we prayed for healing and your healing. Thank you, Lord. Turn around and give her heart's desires. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, pray for everybody on the prayer line, Lord. I'm asking you to shake the clock tree. I prayed this the other day, and you sent a chunk, Lord, to many people. I know I'm one of them. Thank you for it. Bless these folk. Help them. See them through the storms and through the rain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I have the victory. In the name of Jesus. You have the victory. Satan has got to flee. Oh, my God. You've got the victory. God, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. Bless the people everywhere. And we give you glory and adoration and praise shall be thine. Thank you again and again and again and again and again. And God, may I just brag on you a moment. All these prayer requests that I've asked.
Thank you.
You are the one who can do them all and not even get up. And it was Jay Iris who said, Lord, when you come to my house, you went to his house and God gave him a miracle. Now, Lord, who is that ruler who said, you can speak and don't have to go there and it will be a miracle that occurs? Speak, Lord, speak to all of these households. Speak, God, and let miracles flow in the name of Jesus. You gave me to tell the people that miracles like we've never seen in 2015. We had blessings like we've never seen in 2014. And then you said, moving up, tell them that I'm going to do miracles like they've never seen. One of them, I saw it myself, Lord, as you turned Mother Johnson around. She was almost out of here. But now, Lord, thank you, and lock the back door with the Holy Ghost. And all the anointed on the back door. But Lord, you turned that around, and thank you for it. We were surrendering to your will, but you, your will was to turn it around. And now, Lord, thank you for letting us get out of that hospital. What has been the best thing for her as a family has been there. Thank you for all family members coming in today for 95th birthday celebration. Let it be a champion birthday celebration.
Yes,
Lord. With this champion.
Oh, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, thank you, 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 thank you. I'm thanking for every one of these prayers I prayed.
Yes.
It will come to pass, every one of them.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight. Amen. And then the blog line at 9. The youth prayer line is at 8. I'm sorry, 7. At 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight. Youth prayer line, 7 o'clock. Just down the same number. And also the blog line. If you wish to thank God 1,000 times and receive a miracle, I'm telling you, God is blessing on the blog line. Down this number for the blog line. I'm going to give it to you. Get your pen, piece of paper. Amen. Down this number for the blog line. 646 595 20, I believe it's 2035, I mean, 2035. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And,
can you repeat that again, Dr. Johnson?
646-595-2035. 646-595-2035. Yeah, 646-595-2035. God bless you. You gotta go. May y'all have a wonderful day. Keep me in your prayers today. Amen. Don't stop. God bless you. May Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful day. All of you for the final message, and also let me give my address to those on the blog line. If you want to write me at Vernard Johnson, spell it with a V like victory, Vernard Johnson. Address P.O. Box 26593, P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225, 66225. Write me there. You get me? In prayer, write me there. You get me? If you also have a gift for us, send it there. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Lord, as we give the Son a blessing, bless the people all over the world, Oh, God, shake the chunk trees. Send them chunks of blessings that they don't even know about. Surprise them, God. People are getting surprised. Bless them in Jesus' name. And we'll give you the glory and praise. Thank God. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day.